That's why they say also he's a protector of all the sacred traditions. That's what's interesting. You know, people today think, oh, it's such a, you know, a conflict, or his coming or the coming of the Quranic revelations question the other traditions or undermine them in some way. Not at all. His very being is actually keeping safe all the sacred traditions. It's very interesting. Our sister Dharma years ago had a dream, kind of vision, that if he had not come, what would have happened to all the sacred paths? They would have completely fallen apart. It's very amazing. You know, so it's kind of like the keystone, or what do you call that? The foundation stone of all the sacred paths. So I think here, the Hajj was actually revived under, you know, through his being. Yeah. And that's beautiful, but that's, the, in a sense, the practice of what we, the, you know, universal Islam, is to have all the traditions present and rich and alive, but, you know, all together, as at the banquet table, all together at the, in the parliament. And that's how Sheikh Noor lived them and practiced them. He was very much against, you know, mixing them all up. And he was, in that sense, very purist. He, each one, and he would enter into the mode and the particular flavor and essence of each one, you know. And so when you would see him in, let's say, St. Vladimir's or the church at Easter time, he would be completely like an Isawi. He would be totally a disciple of Jesus. Or when you'd see him with Bernie, you know, sitting in meditation, he would be, you know, like really a Dharma monk, or a Zen monk. And it's extraordinary. He was the vessel.
Even when he was with the Hindus.
And he was with the Hindus. He'd be a lover of Krishna and Ramakrishna. And I had a dream, because I didn't understand this at all when I first met him. You know, he was actually sort of a big puzzle, you know, because I had been taken by Fendi. Really, my heart was taken by Fendi. And here was Lex Noor, you know, who was doing all these things. And so I think it just, you know, what is this? Who is this? And I had a dream in which this was explained, that it was his love to God that he, and in the dream I entered into his house and he had many altars, you know, and it was said that he loved God so much that he wanted to adore God in all the beautiful ways. So these were, you know, so that he would adore Allah as an ecstatic disciple of Krishna or a Kali, or, you know, it's amazing. I mean, Musafir Effendi was truly Noor's, that's my own interpretation, and I'm sure others would see it differently.
Right.
But I feel he met his master,
yes,
you know, in Effendi. And that he had discipled. He was with Swami Nikalananda. He was with Father Alexander in the Russian Orthodox Church. He was with others. But Effendi got to his core, to his trunk. So as we know, this is the practice of Hazreti Pir, where he stood, he took his disciples 3 years in a row. And every year the people would increase then, who would come to stand with him, to stand outside the gates of Istanbul. And in the Asr prayer, they would be transported to Mount Arafat to be together with the pilgrims. And there were actually, you know, witnesses who said, oh, I saw so-and-so, and so it's... And then I think it was one of the viziers of the Sultan, because someone had told, oh, this sheikh is, you know, trying to make miracles and he's stirring up the people, and so tried to get him in trouble with the Sultan, so the Sultan sent his vizier to check. And I think that was the third year. And I think the vizier himself was taken, right? He was he experienced actually being transported to Arafat, and so he came back and reported, "No, Sultan, this is, you know, he's real." And alhamdulillah. But then after that, he passed. I mean, it's so interesting. Sometimes they pass, you know, and even in our Prophet, peace be upon him, how he passed. At the, as you just said, you know, when he just reached the culmination of victory and completion, then he passes. You know, imagine, we always think, oh, well, what would happen? You know, it would have been like sweeping over the whole globe, or, you know, the power of that victory. Or Effendi coming to America, you know, how, what would happen? We always imagine, if he only had lived longer. Or Noor, what an example. And always with Noor, I thought, oh, he is going to lead humanity, you know, to the new age. And so it's interesting how they often disappear at the kind of a peak of time before the actual overwhelming, which is, you know, left till the final day, probably.
Sheikh, is it also said that once they pass, they become even more powerful?
Yes, this is true. Actually, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. So maybe that's exactly, that's their Mount Arafat, you know, their stepping off point, and they are more effective.